All right, kids, come on down. Well, I guess you can't come on down. Why don't you just get a little bit closer, because this part's for you, all right? How many of you guys like puzzles? Oh, yeah, it looks like you all like puzzles. So let me ask you a question first. What kind of puzzle do you like? This is like a 50-piece puzzle right here. Is that too easy or maybe a little too hard for you? 50 pieces. That's the United States right there. Maybe you're a little more advanced, and maybe 300 pieces right there. We got a nice little teddy bear. That's pretty cool. This one says missing 18 pieces. Oh, that's no fun. How about this one here? Maybe you're super advanced and you're up for 1,000 pieces. 1,000 pieces. That's pretty neat. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about puzzles today. So what's your style for doing puzzles? Do you like to look at the box when you're doing it to see what the picture is? Or do you separate them by color, by shape? Or do you put them the outside together first and kind of frame the picture and start to build from there? Well, plenty of people have time for puzzles now. I know we've been doing them in our house. And in our house, puzzles can be a little bit competitive or even like a sport, because as you get closer and closer to the end and you're getting those last few pieces, well, geez, you better watch out. And the last piece, everybody wants to put in that last piece. And got the last one. I got the last one. But sometimes, you know what? That last piece is missing. As you have a whole complete puzzle, except for that one piece. So what's the first thing you do when you finish a puzzle? Well, you gotta tell somebody, hey, come on over, take a look at the puzzle. We got it all done. And then what's the second thing you do? You tear it apart as quick as you can and you put it all back in the box again. But before you tear it apart, you take that one big look. You say, yeah, that puzzle looks just like the picture. That's really cool. Well, I like big puzzles. I mean, really big puzzles. I have a puzzle so big that it has taken my whole life to put it together. I'm still not done. Well, sometimes an adult might say, I'm puzzled. What do they mean by that? It means they're confused or they don't know, and they say that they're puzzled. Well, I took that a different way and say, I am puzzled, but my puzzle is a puzzle of understanding. So you see what I got right here? And so my puzzle is understanding. I build it and in my mind, and I build it also in my heart. And the pieces of my puzzle, they're all the different parts about the big questions of life. Questions about the Bible, or about family, or friends, or good feelings, or bad feelings. Well, questions about God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. What's important in life? Well, God uses all of life to teach us about himself. He helps us understand how the many different pieces of our life fit together, so we can see a more clear picture of his love for us. He teaches us what's important. Well, it was important that Jesus came to earth as a baby. We celebrate that at Christmas. It was important that Jesus ministered to people. So he raised the dead. He healed the sick. He fed the 4,000. He fed the 5,000. It was also important that Jesus went to the cross and that he died to take our sins away from us. And it was super important that he also rose from the dead. And that's what we celebrate today. We celebrate Christmas. So my puzzle's not yet done yet. You see that? There's plenty more room for me to understand more. And just like that's for you. If you want to start your own puzzle or continue your own puzzle, ask God for help. That's it for today, kids.